holding my Simon Reish, the sugya making a bracha on the tefillah. The curve of this Indian is a Gemara in Pesachim on the side of a vase. The Rebbe examined that Shmuel says, Kol mitzvahs mevarach alav over lesi yosam. The Gemara brings down one raya, how Achimot, Yeshiva bracha, beat a kushi in a race. And brings down a pasuk, if Yaves a kushi, he passed him, he preceded him. And therefore we see that when Yoy was sent to David, that Avshalom was killed, we see Sama Achimotz went ahead, Biyavar, and therefore the bracha should be over Lassi Yosam. The Gemara brings down, however, in the Shiva of Rab, Chutz Mat Tfilah. No, just show the Lashem of passing. There's no bracha over there. The Gemara said the Shiva of Rab, however, by the case of Tfilah, since you have to say Hashek Yishanu B'mitzvoysev Tzivanu, and by Ger, if you make the bracha before the case of Tfilah, it's not possible to say a shek yishanu b'mitzvoysev tzivanu. Therefore, you make the bracha after the tefillah. Tani no mahokhi, we have a brace that way. Then you make a bracha after the tefillah. Coming to Rishonim, Rashi Tosfos on the page, and they discuss, is this idea of making the bracha after the tefillah a din of all cases of tefillahs, but klalius? Or is it din miyuchin in the case of a ger? A ger cannot say a shek yishanu b'mitzvoysev tzivanu. Masha enkin other cases, you should make a bracha beforehand. Shailo. Come on, Taisus, bring down two sides. Vicky, come on, Meister, to say, forget all cases, the locha is you do a bracha beforehand, except by the case of Gerus. And therefore, the Torah brings down a machlaikis, Beisaisa brings down, and Beisaisa has a list of Yishonim, Rav Haigoin, and Zevi Yosher, that says the same idea like Taisus, by the Chanan on Taisus. The person, we'll get to that, the second different Shito. The Meister, how the Rav Yishonim, they pass, can we make a bracha beforehand, except by the case of Gerus? That's the Rif. That's the Rambam, that's the Ravid, that's the Bein Tam. And the words of the Bialoch and Simon Shinchov Gimel of Zayin, it's Roi Vishalim Ukamat Kulam. Roi Vishalim Ukamat Kulam says we make a bracha beforehand. Atzad Hasheni, Rashi Nesugyo. Rashi says you make a bracha in all cases afterwards. And again, the Beis Seitz brings down, that's the Bahag, or Shri Goyin, the Avon, Shayadura, Smag. Interesting that the words of the Bialoch is Kamat Kulam when you have at least six Vishalim. Some of them, most of them, brought down the base station to say not that way. The loch is you make a bracha always afterwards. As far as I can tell, it's 16 verse 6. Certainly it's roiv. But kamat kulam is a chiddush of the bi'al locha. That the idea is we always make a bracha beforehand. The ma'aseh, what is the svara to make a bracha afterwards? They come out from two reasons. Either mitzad the sugya of loy plug, by a ger, gyoris, you have to make a bracha afterwards. Therefore, all cases. Well, second reason, negate an issue of the nidal, or issues about carry. Better we see there's a shito or there's a concept that person should not make brachas. You should better not make brachas, not daven. Over here, since you could do both of them, you can make the tefillah and make a bracha afterwards. Therefore, person should make a bracha afterwards. Two reasons over here. Maisa Kamal Mechaber starts with the loch and the sugya of tefillah by a nido. The loch is you make a bracha before the tefillah. That's what Mechaber says. Maish Enke the Mogul and further says, Vyish Oimim Nathway, make a bracha after the tefillah by nido. Lechein Noigim. And therefore, certainly the Bnei Ashkenaz, Koch Mazadim, the place can be down, Loch Lamaiso, we make a bracha after the tefillah. At least one tefillah. Even.
He didn't make a bracha for 2 weeks at least.
What?
And he didn't make a bracha for 2 weeks at least.
No, she has to, but since here you have an option, so at least do tefillah, make a bracha afterwards. Now, among the Bnei Svar, it's interesting, Shiloh, what the loch is, the minig of Bnei Svar is manazah. You have to realize, if you go like the Ramah, usually the Chosh of the Ramah. But here the Ramah comes out, better be a Kula. Because what's the Lacha, let's say, according to the Mechaber Shito, that Isha forgot to make a Bracha? Because you make a Bracha after the Tefillah, according to the Mechaber. So the way how the Bada Shulchan brings down, the Klal in general to all Brachas, you eat and you want to make Shakal, you can make a Bracha Shakal after you ate. Same thing over here, come out, you cannot make a Bracha after the Tefillah, according to the Mechaber, after you did the Tefillah. Yet somehow, among them, they swear to Shel, what Alhamdulillah is Bizmanazah. Avad Yosef Gedarka goes like the Mechaber says, make a bracha beforehand, you make a bracha beforehand. The Meister, the Ben Ish Chai says here, the meaning of the Bnei Ashkenaz is, Bnei Svart is, to make a bracha like the Ramah. Do a tefillah and make the bracha afterwards. Which again, they have to realize the Chiddush over here, you hear you're taking the Mechaber Lekula against the Shito and going like the Ramah over here. So the Ish Shalom, what the meaning of Bnei Svart is. Bnei Ashkenaz, certainly we do a tefillah one time and then we're tevil. Now the Pesach Shuv over here brings down a Har Carmel, negates the case of Shabbos in the Mechaber Shito. Mechaber says you make a bracha, then you toivel. We know already from Simu Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the loch over there is that Avadif the Zman, Zmano is on Friday night, we do a tefillah with a bracha. Let's say this maznat, it got pushed off for shalom among the achronim. The question is, what is the reason why it's a shalom among the achronim? Because this man of Gemara, the other had to be table on Friday night, because near Kameikar. However, even near Kameikar, if you make a bracha beforehand, it looks like you're misakin the go for the person, the bayah misakin mono, a dinder aban over here. So, how in the world can you make a bracha before the tefillah? The Yifu says the Pitzah Tshuva, according to Har Kamel, that those who are not to make the bracha before the tefillah of the Bnei Tzvard, and Echnami on Friday night, they have to make the bracha afterwards. Or he says, make it balachash, say it quietly. My said, numerous Svar bring down the Pitzah Tshuva, and usually it's the Bnei Ashkenaz who bring down the Pitzah Tshuva, because it's also not much of an afkmino. We anyway make a bracha after the first tefillah. My said, Vazza come along and says, there's certainly not the steam of the poskim over here, and what's the machalik? Mishlam of Tfilas Kalim. The Bialacha discussed this question, how to make the bracha on Shabbos. Shinchov Gimel. Not that simple. But here, Negeta, what? If you're toivlim. What? You can't, you're not supposed to, but let's say Mokamot Sarach is stuck. You want to do a case of a Romo, which would be best if we don't. We want to do a case of a Romo, he gets, well, can you make a bracha or not? Meister Bezmanazai said, Negeta, Noshim, go to mikvah for a night. You learn the Gemara, Avada Medina, she can go to mikvah. Look, Kutalek Zayin, Avada Medina, she can go to the mikvah. Except we have on Hoggis, especially even inside the Sugir Knas, you should have went Thursday night, you chose to go Friday night. Medina, you can go. The Sugir Gemara is near Kameka, but we never asked this Issa over here. So Medina, you can go Friday night, you make a bracha beforehand. Avaz does end off, Toiv Lochush, to make a bracha afterwards. Avad Yosef Kedarka, he passes like the Mechaber, says you make the bracha beforehand. Says Avaz, when he says the Mice is MS, and Avad the Mice Svash, you make a bracha, but call Rum, not like this Pesach Shuv over here. No, he says he's coming to answer the Mechaber Shito. Avadi said, "Ashkenaz Avadi, we'd make a bracha afterwards." But says this Bnei Svad, he's defending them. The steamers are poiskim not like Pesach Tshuva. He says even them toiv lochosh for the Pesach Tshuva. But at the end of the day, the Meister Avadi Yosef, they tell me Svad who go like the Avadi Yosef. They make a bracha beforehand. Again, Moshe, what's an hoga of Bnei Svad is? But if you make a bracha beforehand, they do it also Friday night. The kol rom. Bracha beforehand. Right, come out, right. If you do bracha afterwards, the problem. He says, say maybe do a balachash then. Right, he said two things here, either afterwards or balachash. The Lord himself says neither one. Why? Because there's no baya of a nira, of a baya of a tikamono, of a baya of a Shabbos. It looks like you're coming to Misak in the Kli. It takes away a lot of the problem that people not see. Like, everyone knows why I went to the mikvah. That's an obvious question here. Everyone knows what you're doing. Fine, but still, it takes away the pool of pure say that you're doing. Make a bracha black and white. Without a bracha, if someone walks in and sees it, without taking the whole thing into context, they'll say, maybe Leah can make it, you want to cool yourself down. Bracha is not makabed, that's correct. Well, the maestro, we make a bracha. Now, again, it comes out, we first have the Mechaba Shita, where the Amal. Mechaba said to make a bracha before, and then we also make a bracha Lamaisa afterwards, the Chayin Oigim. Oh, so we'll get to Aaron Hogg over here. Come on, the bear, he on the page, and he brings down a Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach says, Lamaisa, what the Chassidim and Anshe Maisa do? They come along and they do two Tilas. They do two. What do they do? They table one time, they make a bracha, they table a second time. Why two tefillahs? Look on the Shlach Kodesh. He has two reasons. One has the sugya of Kedush Yisera. A second reason, b'choshev, both shittas over here are oivel asiyosam. Make a tefillah beforehand, the tefillah afterwards, between the bracha. So in one shach, you have side the shita making a tefillah beforehand, and side the shita making a tefillah afterwards. Vayis kamo l'degam avoho, tinyano, some have it on the page, some have it in the back. He says, I don't understand. L'maisa, what are you doing here in one shach? If the idea over here, a person, he does the tefillah, makes a bracha afterwards. We know way from the end of Simchus Adaches. Even if your friend pushes you into the mikvah, even in this Maisa tefillah is chal over here. So you tell one time, you make the bracha, how in the world do you become the sheet of the mechaber? Maisa became the mitzvah when he had tefillah over here. How is the bracha before the case of the tefillah? However, the Dagmar Vavah ends off, since it came out with Pia, Goyna Kodesh, Shlach Kodesh, Yishloch is Tavarov. The Chuv Mahava, the Talmud, the Noid of Yehuda, says, Bechei Noigim in Prague. Maisa, even though he has a cash against the Shlach Kodesh, the minig was to be toivel, make a bracha toivel a second time. Maisa, among the Svarm, that's brought down that way, that's on Hogan Klaisel, the Kishchon Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and all the Svarm bring down Allah Maisa to go do this Indian. Now, how do you answer the question over here, that the Degel Mavav is asking, the Maisa, how in the world again both shittas when you're making a bracha between, according to Mechaba, the way to that feeling, the kind of tefillah legate the sugya of nida. So you mentioned last time, a shayla yav kavona lehepach. Kamal chakir leiv, and he wants a taino, when you do the first tefillah, if you want the bracha, the oivel asiyosam, she yav kavona not to come the tefillah on the first tefillah. And then you're making the bracha.
So why are you telling
me that? Aye, so he says, if so, fakir, but let's say according to Ramo then you want to be tevil after the you want to make a bracha after the tefillah. She says, you're making it tonight. If the loch is like the mechaper, the chanami, the first tefillah is not tefillah. If the loch is like the Ramo, the first tefillah is a tefillah. And then we're getting both sheets over here. Now, they come along, and they point out two things over here. First of all, where is the Isha making the tonight? Most Noshim not walking the mikveh, making the tonight over here. Could say they're doing al-das. Whatever the Chazal want you to set up to go to, they're doing whatever the das over here is. Yesh lotin. But he pointed out, the most poskim can point out, this chakulei is like the minchas yitzchok. That kvon lehepach l'maisa works. We pointed out that Archa Shulchan and the Imre Bina and most Achor Masai, Bishlam with the sugya is mitzvah shrichas kavana. Kavana lehepach works. Maisa, our sugya has nothing to do with kavana. It's a hechshim, it's a sazvishayno. We pass can feel of oinus rav against Rabbi Yechanan. If so, once we do not need the idea of kavana over here, the one taina nalachek chakulei, and kvon lehepach l'maisa should not work. Monashachim, we can't mitzvah do the first feel over here. But Maisa Min Chesidchuk already is, that's one of his rayas, Laitha Chakir Alev. So Shaila, Kvon Lehepach works over here. According to Abyechanon Shita, he holds that over here, Kvon Echanon, right? According to Abyechanon, it would work. But we only chleshes for it, says that, right? We won't make a bracha. According to Rabbi, it's not the problem. How gain out this bracha over here? The Maisa, again, that Hogi and Klai Yisrael, everyone knows who Tilis, even the Bnei Svad is brought down that the Benishchai, the Dakir Torah, Dakir Torah, the Maestah come along with Beis Father, the Maestah do two tefillahs. The Maestah go do this, I'll not go there. Now, saying two tefillahs, look among the Svarim, there seem to be numerous tefillahs that Noshim do. The words of the Shlor is two tefillahs, and that's how the kids of the Aruch HaShulchan bring down. Maestah, the Sevcha Sidim brings down three tefillahs. Why the Pasuk Torah says it for Torah, and they would do three tefillahs, the Masham brings down three tefillahs, Tar Yisrael, and the Chaylevi said that's not even Noshim three tefillahs. Sefer Chasidim says it's possible the Torah of a Tohar three times. The Ben Ishchai says we do four tefillahs. We tell him one time, make a bracha, we tell him three times afterwards. That those being done, seven tefillahs. The Vayatsev says, no, we only do what? It shows where it's coming from. Beyond the last one, we down seven. The Vayatsev, the Klozimiger, he means now we do nine tefillahs. We tell him three times, we make a bracha, we tell him three times, make a Yiratsev, we tell him three times over here. Maisa, among the swarm, he brings out different things. Don't say what he'll do. He brings out seven, three, two, different things in his name. He tries to say why seven should be. Maisa, among the swarm, most say two. Dan Hog, as far as I can tell, what people tell me is Dan Hog is three. That means we have the same season with Shlo. The swarm seem to go equal to a gam different Hoggers. I've asked around about the. Everyone tells me whatever their wife does, that's the mini Klaisel. I got numerous numbers. I got five and four. I'm not sure what five exactly came from, but I got a lot of people telling me five, people telling me other numbers. But the Maisa is. The idea of the Shlo is two. The same season with Maisa is three. And it seems to be most people do the case of three over here. Now, in the case where you do extra tefillahs, they get involved with different halachas and negate this concept. First, on Shabbos, can do an extra tefillah over here. Come on with Chavasir and Shuv, and he says, on Shabbos, don't I have to mock a mitzvah? Once you do one tefillah already, you may carry the mitzvah over here. We know on Shabbos, even in Cold War, Gam Medina, the Gemara, the Maisi have a right to, but our home is not to go in cold water. One reason we try to still give a schit over here. So if it's a mitzvah, the Seder. But do I self over here, what's the Seder? Says the Chavasir on Shabbos, you can't do that. Maisa, the Meshiv Dover, brings down this Indian over here and says, the Maisa and Hog is we do it even on Shabbos, not Machalik. Either Mitzad, ready to be Alocha, brings down the Ilchus of Shinna Lamed Vav by Tosefes Kedusha, even a man, the Maisa, Moisiv goes to the Mikvah, so it's not worse the case of Tosefes Kedusha over here. Or Mitzad, we know the Alocha is that Mamonashach, we have a Shach, Kutzal Zion says, if it's Midinoi, so we have a right to go. If it's only near Kinemekar, it's not Medinoi, also you'll let it go, Mitzad the Gemara. So, Monashach, we like to do an extra tefillah over here. And therefore, the swarming down, the Meshav Dova, Loch Lamaisa, that Noshim Kidua, not Machalik, whether it's Friday night or the rest of the days of the week. And the word Maisa would tell the same numbers during the week and on Friday night. They do discuss, let's say an Isha wants a Memait in her tefillahs over here. That means, let's say, her number is 9, like the closing of her. And it comes along Friday night, and the water's cold, and the hot water does not work out over here, does not want to do nine times. Or, for example, they say, Mizmanazeh, the gates to give Corona, people have an hunger to do a lot, they want to do one or two. They want to do two, not more than that. Mitzad HaSugya HaTorah Sadarim, which is not a sugya, but again, Vavot, you'll be Matu Neder or not. I see that Tshuva's Neger, Mizmananenu, do we have to be Matu Neder? As far as I can tell, there are four different hunger among the farm, what to go do, and each one has a makar. This, there is question to Bliashiv and Elvushi Oz, they get to the case on Friday night when the case of the water is cold. Maisi is, they say you need a Taras Adarim. Maisi, you have Minig is 9, Minig is 3, Minig is 5, you want to do a case of one over here. They're coming ready for the Pisni Zutah, a taxi hall. Maisi, you need a Taras Adarim over here. And if they get a Vavo, can be Matin Neder on Friday night. Do you have a Heter? Matin Neder Yontif, do you have a Heter over here? Asada Sheni, come along the Vadi 7, Tainiz. We know the Loch is that numerous things you makabal it when you have no. Sar, for example, everyone waits 6 hours. Which for example, you have a bayam instead of a sugi of neder. But let's say a person is a choylok, and you eat basar after 1 hour, b'shechetshuva being zan, chokh basadam, chasam saifer, no problem. So the not makabal it was the makam of a pagua, or makam of a magefa, of corona, the not makabal makam when the water is cold over here. And if you want to say, you do not need a taras adarim. I sound like Shlishi, Ravosna is in this question, and he says, it depends. 2 times, that's a shloch. You won't go against the shloch, you need to be matin neder. Anything above that, that's an hogus. 3, 5, 7. It's nice to be matin neder. Medina, you don't have to. It's Talmud, you saw that Tyra says, 3 times, that's same chassidim. That, my son, you have to be matin neder. Anything above that, that's a milo. Maybe you should, but you don't have to over here. At Sadavi, they come from the Mishnah Brewer in Simon Topkov Pei Aleph. Mishnah Brewer over there says, it really depends on how long you come to be mevatelis Indian over here. The place can say the same thing in the ghetto, boss of the person that plans to wait 6 hours, and at one time, we're sick for a week or two, he plans to, after a week or two, go back to eating, waiting 6 hours, there's no dimming matter neder, because he's stopping for a moment, not being oikir his anogo. Mashenkin, let's say a person gets older, and the doctor says from now on, you have to not wait 6 hours, so build upon the Mishnah Brewer and talk to Pei Aleph, then you have to be matter neder. The Yivah says, sure, tire depends. If you're on a hog, you're an older person, if now when you go to the mikvah, you have Crohn's disease, and people say Crohn's disease is not betrayable too many times, then you want to do bikfias, then you should be matin neder. Mashenki, you're doing it only now because Friday night the water is cold. All the time, like, you plan to go back to that hog, you're not being oiki, you're minig over here, the one time, do not be matin neder. And now, this question I'm discussing, again, they discuss over here, it's really a sugya na Taras Adarim. And there are hog is different in Taras Adarim in numerous cases. And again, discussing over here, and it seemed to be the last thing I said to be seemed to be very mukubal. A gam is among the swarm of the big mavuch. What to do? They get the sugya of Taras Adarim. Seemed to be what hanhoga is. They get to let's say bas b'chalav. It seems to be the hanhoga. No one seems to be matin neder when the person eats bas less than 6 hours. Eating chalav after basar. Now, that day person is tayvel twice in the mikvah, like the shlo over here. The first time she did a good tefillah. The second time she wasn't sure if all the heroes inside. Someone was maybe sticking out. So suffering in the second tefillah. So they went to the chavazira. The issue said, I was not sure my second tefillah was a nice good tefillah. She is to have to be chlizivalitfal. So first they point out in the chavazira, we see that even a little bit of here of a suffix can be chlizivalitfal. That's being now number one chavazira. A suffix, so shalom adurai, can be chlizivalitfal. So he asked this girl over here, why do you do more than one tefillah? What's the reason for it? And based upon your reason, we'll discuss if you chayzev litful. She answered like all good women, because my mother does, or did. It's not by my mother, her mother. I don't know why, what the reason is. So Chavasio gets involved, why in the world are we doing extra tefillahs over here? And he has 3 different reasons why. But based upon the reason, Shalom, why do you have chayzev litful? He says, if the reason to be chayzer a second time for litful, because the first one maybe it was not a good tefillah. You're doing the second one to make sure it's a good tefillah over here. She says, it really depends where your suffix is. If the suffix is in the first one, so we say the second one took care of it. The suffix is in the second one, he said to be chayzer for litful, because the unhog gets to be worried the first one was not a good tefillah over here. He says, if the reason is as to service tahiro, as in the tshuva over here, she says, that's the dream mitzvah. A nidrei mitzvah, a vati b'chayzev v'litful. But if the reason why you're doing mitzvah is the sugya of savak bracha, mitzvah to become mechaber and amor, but manushach you become mitzvah tefillah, then you don't b'chayzev v'litful. So he has 3 reasons.
They get tefillah. The first reason depends where the Savig is. The second reason, Vaz because of Litvul. Third reason, Vaz not because of Litvul.
And if you're the third reason, it should still be in the Chatzchila at the end of
the day. She went out, she came home, she asked the Rav what to go do. I already did a tefillah for the Nidah. Question, I'm doing it.
It's Al-Tanai. If the third reason is Al-Tanai, if the problem meant to be before,
but
then
I, but
there
I,
should
but
then Mechavan not to be the tefillah.
She's saying, in Kunachan, the Sierra, Mechavan not to do the tefillah. I hear. In the Kunachan, Kivilev. Fine. Pasha, that's a hard idea. But one shach again, we know of course not told upon that reason, and even without that, kibitz and one shach, she won't get it over here. What's she going to do over here?
Maybe she didn't have a
bechal. Well, nothing. Could be the whole tonight is also in the tonight. If they have any suffering, not the first of bechal. Meister the swarm come along. They bring down this question. Alochla meister the pescheizuta come along said to be machmer. The kishonok meister come along to be make on this question. Therefore, Avosim went like a pescheizuta to be matter. Masha enkein the tarsel when the kitzel to be makel. It's a good question. I'm just a little bit not sure to get to this ideas of tzaneder shibai. Why kol nidrei or atos adarim that a husband does for a wife every yom kippur does not work over here. Or why I have to give mom the sad sugya about atos adarim? Not clear over here why that's so. They do tell the kalas over here in Eitz Toivo. The first time you go to the mikvah, they should say bli neder, and then they get involved with this question over here. We have any shalas that come up in the future, especially you have margefa now, you have bimat neder. They do tell the kalas. Some people tell the kalas to say the kal of bli neder over here. What? Bli neder. That if any time it comes up, the water is freezing Friday night to the mikvah, I'll go one time and not more. Anytime corona happens again, I won't. Or anytime there's any issue, I get Crohn's disease. I can't be told more times. Or go to the ocean, I'm very afraid. We'll only do it one time, and I won't do it nine times over here. I said nine times.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Fine. One, two, can say. Some people tell me to get Magaif right now. That they want to do one time. They're, why go to the water more than one time? Fine. Okay, we don't tell that to women. Good question. Fine, the singular mice on the page over here, we have a Tazen Shach coming from a Jewish Nabach. The sugya, how the derech is to be tovel over here, and it comes along. But we have three separate sugyas being mixed into the sugya over here. How to be tovel? We have one sugya of being orim. We have a pasuk in the Torah, liyibucha erestavar. You cannot be orim when you make the brach over here. That's minat Torah. We have a second sugya of ein of roya es erva. Person's eyes should not see erva. That's also minat Torah. We have a third sugya of liyibucha es erva. Which it didn't do up on him. That means again we have one sugya of Orem, one of the eyes seeing the erva, the second sugya of Liberais erva. To go through these three sugyas over here and how to apply what's coming out from Maskana from the Taz and Shach over here. First, the gate is the sugya of Gila erva over here. When a person is Orem, they come along the Taz and Shach, they bring down a chiddush from the Bach. They want to know if you take here the sugya of Liberais erva, that means if you go like this, a Liberais erva. Then there's no sugya of gila erva. One takes care of the other. Come along the Tazen Shach, and they say, what are you talking about? Two different sugyas over here. There's one sugya that's pointing out of gila erva, one sugya of liberes erva. Now, that, those one time that's not even Shan the Bach over here, which the Tazen Shach do say, is a Pasim Oedim, and that Shodarach, let's say, the Bach means something different. That means, number one, when you have gila erva, the liberes erva take care of it, the Tazen Shach says, the Bach says, yeah. But Ikh the Pelikim say no, or we passing the Tazen Shach, Gila Erva is a Bayah by itself. Aleph. On the Tzadna, Gila Erva is a Bayah by itself. Come down to the second thing. When the Isha is in the water, and the water over here is clear, is there a Bayah of Gila Erva? You say, the mice is clear, the Erva is being revealed, is there a Sugya over here? It's come along the Drisha, and the Panam ear is passing like that. It's clear, it's Gila Erva. You have the same Sugya, whether it's outside the water, inside the water. Come along again the Tazen Shach and say it's against the before Shigemar and Brachas over there. That once a person Lamais is in the water, that takes care of the Sugya of Gila Erva. And the Shavu and Simon Aindala pass this way, and that's how Be'ik all the place can go, like the Tazen Shach. So, number one, they get the Sugya of Gila Erva. Number one, we do not pass it like the Bach, that when you take him Liberais Erva, it took care of the Sugya of Gila Erva, number one. And number two is, when you have Gila Erva being inside the water, again, the water is clear. There's no bayah of the sugya of gila erva. Second, they get inavroyes erva. Come along the drisha, he says when a person is that negate to the sugya of nashim. That means we're going to know this the halacha of the Orchas Chaim. that he says the whole idea of liberating Erev is only negate to men, not negate to women. The question of seeing with your eyes the Erev, which is Din D'Oraisa, is that also only negate to men, not negate to women? Because it's Lamato. It's coming along the Drisha and says, according to Archas Chaim, just like you can make a liberating Erev, you can be make a uniniberating Erev. Maisa, again, the Shach brings down this Drisha and disagrees. He says, Aloch Maisa, he says, when you do tefillah, Isha has to look outside the water, should not look down, or Isha could close the eyes. That takes care of Einavroyes Erva. That's how the Chachmas Adam all the place can go. The Taz is not that clear. The Taz lost is should not be miscavened to look at Erva. It's not clear what the Taz exactly means. You can't see it, but don't be miscavened to go see it over here. But the way the Shach says over, and it seems to be the Nogo, either the Noshim close the eyes, or they look outside. So again, the gate to the second should go Einavroyes Erva. We do like the Shach. We look outside or close our eyes. The third sugyah of liberoyes erva. So the first question is, when you fold your arms, the maisa that help or not? To come on the Bach, and he says, the maisa of the Archas Chaim is a das yochid, but we do not pass like the Archas Chaim. I'm sorry, not the Archas Chaim. The idea of folding your arms is a das yochid, but we do not pass like that. The maisa that point out, the mechaber in Siman Ayin Dal, the Archas Chaim brings it down. And over here, the Be'alocha and Siman Ayin Dal over there said, we pass like this. That's a Ikin Paiskim. So, folding arms takes him liberoyes erva. That's Aleph. He wants to, because Maisa, everything's Aram and you can see it. Why is folding and seeing it? However, the question is, do you need it when it negates Noshim? That means, discussing negate to men, you go like this, we Paiskim, the Maisa does work. Negate to Noshim, do you need it or not? It's come on the Archas Chaim, which the Beis Yosef brings down in Siman Ayin Dal Aruch Chaim, which is not in the Geirus Lefaneinu, but everyone brings it down. That says, Aloch is Nidafka negate to men where the Erev is in the front. You have a Bayah Liboy as Erev. Negate to Noshim, the Erev is in the Mato, Liboy does not see it, there's no problem there. That's how the Drisho, the Taz says, we pass this way. The Shach Lamaisi says that in Einan Nevi'as, Benois Nevi'as Ein, playing words, Einan Nevi'am, Benay Nevi'am Ein, and he says, Benok, when Maisa, that's Aloch, that's Yipaskin, Mishbuah, the Archa Shulchan, say, we go like the Archa Chaim. Asad HaShani, the Bach says, no, the Archa Chaim is a Das Yochid. The rival Maisa disagrees. You look in Archa Chaim, Siman Ayin Dal, the Mogavram seems to be Choshish, to be Machmer. The Eilis Tomin over there seems to be Machmer. The kids are Paskin to be Machmer. So there are those the Maisa disagree. Again, by the Taz and Shach by us, and the Mishbuah said, we Paskin by Noshim like the Archa Chaim, that since the mat is erva, there's no bayah liberoyes erva.
Why the Mishnah where the woman sits down and that's her kava?
Oh, that's
only when she's sitting. But if she's standing, no.
Oh, come on with Taz and Shach, they ask you a question. They say bayah gila erva, not liberoyes erva. Well, that's mamish, they're bringing down mamish that Mishnah. That's sugya. Now, the sheet of the Mechab is very confusing. How does the Mechab paskin? Did he hold the idea of an isho that erva lamata orchas chaim to be mekel to be machmer? The two mechabers, one Aruch Chaim and one by us. In Aruch Chaim, the words of the mechabers, Yesh Misha Eimer, there's someone who says, when the Erev is Lamat, there's no Bayah by Noshim. When he says, Yesh Misha Eimer, what does that mean? To come on the Shach by us, and the back goes this way, they're saying, Be'etzem this machlokes Archas Chaim versus the Ravid. He's saying, Yesh Misha Eimer, why? Because Be'etzem, the Ravid disagrees, and we're not, we said, there is a sheet out there, we're coming to be Machmer. The Shach says, the mechaber with this coming to be Machmer. The Taz by us, he says, the Mechaber passes Lekul, like we see in Siman Ayin Dal, Aruch Chaim. So when the words Yesh Misha Oimi and the Mechaber and Aruch Chaim is Machlokes Taz and Shach, what's the Mechaber saying? Is he saying, that's how we paskin? Or no, there's a Machlokes, that's what I say Yesh Misha Oimi. That's Machlokes and Aruch Chaim, Aleph. Second is, how do we read the Mechaber over here? In fact, the Taz, let's read the Mechaber. The steer between the Reish and the Seifa. The Mechaber says, she takes off her clothing, she's still standing in her chalukah, in her long robe over here, she makes a bracha and she's tayvul. Who she does that? That's the Rosh, the Archas Chaim over here, that come along and says, there's no bayah of liberoyes erva, it's one long chaluk, because the heart's here, it's one long robe over here, there's no problem. That's who? The Archas Chaim Shito. That's the starting point of the Mechaber. He goes on further, but let's say, Isha, she took off her clothing, then what should she go do? She'd go inside the water until the neck, and if the water is clear, then dirty the water with her feet, and then make the bracha. Why dirty the water for? Maisa, once she's inside, there's no bayah gila erva. The only bayah, who sheet is that? That's the Ravid Shito. The Ravid Shito argued Archas Chaim, there's a bayah liberoyes erva. And therefore, as liberoyes erva, dirty the water. That means the mechav is starting off as Orchis Chaim, and then the mechav is ending off with the Ravid. It's a steer of the words of the mechaber. In fact, the Taz, Sukkot Aleph, Sukkot Gimel, the mechab over here is a steer in the ratio versus Seifel. That means, inshallah, how do we read the mechab in Orchaim 79 Dalim? So, inshallah, how do we read the mechab over here by us, the ratio versus Seifel over here? And the Taz doesn't answer it. And the Shach also points out, Lachur, there's a steer in the words of the mechab over here. Now, Lachur, that means it comes along, the Be'etzim, the reason why you're dirtying the water, you have one option that the Taz and Shach understand, beside the Raiva Chito, as Liberos Ergo. There is a second option that Drisha Lushitosi says, you know why you're doing the water? Al-Skili Erevo. Now, he's come along the Drisha, which the Taz and Shach want to argue with, but he's coming to answer the same question over here. How do you read the ratio versus Sefer? Instead, the ratio is Al-Sansugil Libroes Erevo. Mashenkin the Sefer, when she's Orim in the water, you have a Bayav Gila Erevo, that's why you're doing the water. If you go like the Taz and Shach said, there's no Bayav in the water Gila Erevo, they have a Kasha. The kids wants to answer, discussing in the water, you're wearing a belt. I'm sorry, when you're wearing the Chulk, you're wearing a belt. Inside the Reisha, inside the Sefer, is going according to the Raiva Chita, which is very sosim in the Mechab over here. And the Mechab Ik is not passing like the Orchis Chaim. Maybe say a third Malach over here, is that the Reisha is as Liberois ever, you have a Chulk, no problem. Why are you passing the Orchis Chaim? The reason why you're doing the water, it's in a Reisha Erva. Why? Because the Shach says to look out, through the water, even look down, there won't be a problem there. So is the Shaila, why are you doing the water for? You have a choice, either Gila Ervo, Liboreis Ervo, or Inaboreis Ervo. Maisa, at the end of the day, what you going to do over here, the Taz ends off, Maisa, we pass like Orchis Chaim, that there is no Baya Liboreis Ervo, he still ends off like a Chila to fold your arms. And therefore he asks the Noshim, they tell the Noshim, like a Chila to fold your arms over here. Fold your arms. Now some say to fold your arms away from your body, you should not touch your body. Others, they'll not seem to be that machbid about it by touching your body over here. But the rest, they fold the arms. It comes out, what you going to do? We have three sugars over here. Again, mitzvah sugar gila erva, we paskin that inside the water is not a problem. Mitzvah sugar eneroyes erva, the swarm say you look outside the water, don't look down, straight down. Mitzvah sugar liberoyes erva, betz machlok is tied in shach, maskana. The shach ends up saying they have a nice nevim, and therefore the loch is. There's no problem inside the water, and he did not bring down the minig of folding your arms. Maestro Taz says, you write la locho, but la chathila person should fold their arms. So at the end of the day, the shallow, what's the correct thing to go do? Again, the Taz and Shach both agree at the end of the day, the locho is like the Orchis Chaim. What women do, as far as I know, women of Maestro, they fold their arms, they take on this chum over here of folding their arms, like most swarm bring down. This is an interesting shallow I see among the swarm. Where is the correct place for her heart to be, which is in the water? The words of the Mechaber is her till her neck, she should be in the water. And therefore, the words of the Taz is she should be chul until her neck over here. I mean, even the heart's inside the water over here. But Shibur said, no, forget, the heart should be outside the water. And it should separate the heart from the case of Ervo. It should be a shallow among the swarm. What must they do? I'm not clear. Now, there are certain Hidurim negaret to this tefillah over here. First, there's a word on numerous swarm to say, Yehi Ratzon. Nashim seems to say Yerotzen. Now, among the Sfarim, some bring it down with the Shem of Malchus, some not bring it down with the Shem of Malchus over here. The question is, when to say the Yerotzen? The Baal HaShulchan writes in the Meluim, it seems to be to him that Nashim make the Bracha, they say the Yerotzen, and then the Toivol. He says to do that is still incorrect. The whole reason why making the Bracha in between is to Ayul HaSiyosam. To make the Bracha and say the Yerotzen, that's not correct. You want to do like the Kleiserberger says, you Toivol three times and make a Bracha, Toivol three times, do the Yerotzen, fine. But certainly not to make the bracha and say the Yerotzen. You want to do it beforehand, you want to do it afterwards, but not after the bracha. Another anhogah is, they bring down, is do women have to cover their hair by making brachas? The Rav Yoh, Radi Arishon, and Chel Galvan brachas, he comes along and says, the Noshim might have to cover the hair. In certain Shulchan Aruch by us on the page, the Simon Reish, Kiveiga brings down, this Rav Yoh, in Mechon Yushlaim, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, brings down from Kiveiga and Saviad, that says that women, once they're married, the Reish, the hair, is Nichol Get of Erva, and therefore the correct analogy is a person to cover the hair. He says he doesn't understand men covering the hair wearing a yarmulke is means chasidus, and we cover hair all the time by making a bracha. And the women, he says, they're covering the hair is a din d'oraisa, they should not cover the hair by making a bracha. He ends up tzarchi, and why, as far as he knows, women do not cover the hair by making a bracha. Maaseh Kiva Eger is saying a person should, and therefore numerous from the Maaseh bring down the correct analogy for women in the mikvah to cover their hair. If you ever go to a Sephardi shul, by the by the women's section, they have these little doilies to cover here by davening. Why? By all brachas. It's not dim yuchid in by the mikvah, but all the time women have a snood or shaykel on by the mikvah, not wearing anything. And therefore, that hogi is that people might cover the hair. Obviously, around, and mikvahs, at least in Hanof and other places, when the bath makes the bracha, the balanit puts the shmata, puts the towel on top of the hair. Maisa, the Issa's question to Abiyashiv, and he says, Medina, we do not find anyone saying this halacha, I come from Kivegim to Rav Yoh, but Kivegim himself ends up Tzarechian. He wants Mechalek, Abiyashiv, in the Oris Mesef, the Ksubas, the Dafayim Beis, the men and women are working two different ways. The women, the reason why men have to cover their, why the mini chassidus is to cover their head, it's the chsuge vachno, anivis, that's what covering our head. The women is not that reason. The reason why they're covering it, it's the chsuge ervo. Maybe they hear, when Isha's urim by itself, when no one's around, there's no kid of here over here, it's not an erva mamish. And therefore, since they're coming with two separate sugyas, two different ideas, again, one means chassidus, and one inside the sugya of the raisa, but one's working inside the sugya of achno, which negate to men. They get to women to the sugya of priority, to the sugya of erva. It's not erva mamish. Nobody have here. Therefore, women do not have to cover the erva. And then we come home and say that we don't have to. They get to the matzah right now. I've asked, what do the balanits, the maisa do? It seems the balanits, they watch the isha going to mikvah, they stay far away as possible. They don't go close to the water. And therefore, they do not cover the noshims here right now. That means, at least in Harnof, I know other shkunas, I've heard other places also. I mean, it used to be that women's hair were covered by the balanit with the shmata. Now they do not do that. So, yes, noshim. So, what do you do? So, a lot of noshim say, I feel strange. I've always been doing that. And now I don't. There's a towel on the side. And they say, some of them told me they cover themselves. Some say, they don't do it. They don't cover me. I do make a bracha without covering my head. So, again, what to go do? Not sure. But some noshim tell me the maisa that cover the head. And some maisa tell me they don't. But, again, mitzvah halacha shavoy, Rabbi Yashar B'di don't have to. Kivege has a kasha, why is that so over here? That hoga till the matzim, till adir was, as far as I know, all the Bnei Ashkenaz and Suli Bnei Sfad, the mice they cover the head. As far as I know, the Bnei Sfad should still have this halacha. There's no chilk over here beside the sugi of Magayfa. Maybe they cover themselves. Bnei Ashkenaz, divan hogas in Klal Yisrael. One last thing to get to hoga making a bracha, they discuss the first time Isha goes to the mikvah, should she say shachyanu? The Maisa already the Rambam and Tshuva that says she did not make Shachyonu and the Chidol and the place can be down that way. And the reason is, like we pointed out last time, it's not the mitzvah per se going to the mikvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah to mata ish labayla and a hechsher mitzvah not say Shachyonu. Therefore, lo shemanav lo inu anosh would not make a Shachyonu when they go to the inside of the mikvah over here. Bezhem, tomorrow I'd like to continue the sugya of bracha and they get to when you make a bracha. That means we had numerous times through the past year of sveikas going back to mikvah or going to mikvah beside a tumul d'rabbanan, whether it's a kesem or dam besulim or dam tor or a case of a sofik or a chumra, or as Mashkiach says, women over the lifetime, every single isha went back to mikvah a second time. Therefore, people should not feel bad. Every isha over the lifetime will go back. And the question is always, do you make a bracha? So I like to go through the klolius or the klolim, the get to bracha over here, when yes to make a bracha, when not nice to make a bracha. To finish off the Indian. How much time? No, if it's in between, you do. Once you come out, the through the Amos says, yeah, I hear. The Amos says, you do. Once you get out of the water, no. It sounds like to them all, the Amos is that they would travel. They get out mostly, their feet were still in the water, and they make a bracha. The Amos, meaning is, they'd get out of the water. But the feet are still inside the water, then they make the bracha. As long as the feet are still in the water, you can make a bracha. Once you pass that, you're not associated with the mikvah anymore. Okay. Sorry?